Tape number 2, home of Moses Hensley and Alec Hackett, March 10th, Friday.
You want to talk about these boots, Bob?
Oh, yeah. This is my... I sit on over there, King. My hip boots. Because my mother made that for me in 1948. That's how many years ago. And them days, I was telling a story about it already, but you see where it wore out around here? That's when we walk in Zipwood, and that where two lines, you have to be between your leg, right here. And that make it wear out on side right here, see? Boot side. Mm-hmm. And on boot side is like that, and this point here, see where it wore out? That's what that snowshoe harness, I guess, I don't know what they call it, where your feet is, you know. That's just wore out right there too. So I used that moccasin for a long time, off and on, just when cold weather especially I use it. So since not too long ago, we started have flight pants, you know, what we don't have long ago. And I'm using flight pants mostly, so I just leave it for a while. Once in a while, maybe two times a year I wear it. Since not too long ago, but before I just wear it steady. One time, I kind of tired, you see. And I tell my wife to take this one off and make it smaller, short, you know. But I find out that this thing really keep me warm, my leg warm, because it go up to this part. And I tell her, you might as well sew that thing back on again, because I find out it keep me warm on my leg. There was no flight pants them days yet that time. So I'm just using that thing. But when I walk all day long, you know, my leg just kind of wet inside, you know. My damp, just like when you get too hot on it. So one time I trap over this with Henry Williams. This is long ways. I always tell story about it. And boy, I just wore it right up to top. You know, that's too hard on walking, I find out. I used right up, because you can pull it down and there's not a string between that places inside where you could tie it. And I just leave it this far all the way, all day long. Boy, I really got cramps that night. So tired on my leg. Because I walk long ways on it. But I was young that time. Since that time, I never walk on it. I always pull it down this far. Yeah, that's the story about it.
Marie made these?
Yeah, she made that. It's for my girl too. It's made out of moose hide or something, beaver skin.
How did you decide on that design?
Well, I don't know how she did it, because she got all kinds of pattern to do that kind of design, I think. And that's a hard thing to make too, I think, because it keeps you warm on cold weather though. Really.
Did your daughter ask for that beaded work?
Oh, no.
A surprise?
She do some bead work on it, but not much.
Where did you see this symbol here?
I see those designs on helmet, hat, or on anything.
Uh-huh.
So I just decided to make one.
I'm going to do these in two colors. I'm going to do... this is black and white. I want to do something in color, too. So I'm going to make two colors.
And then you're going to do one all piled together?
I'm going to do one with her. With her holding them. I'm going to use other camera for you. Ooh, this is pretty.
That's mine, huh?
No, Catherine's.
Catherine's.
But she don't wear it much. Just keep it for...
Oh, yeah.
She like those curved skin, much like a beaded top. It's a pretty.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, when she's still home, she won't take a ride with me with Snooker, especially when she was small, but after she grew up, and she never asked for goat. She won't drive, but I don't want her to drive Snooker, and she might get too strong Snooker. That's mine. Raccoon. I don't know how they read.
I heard about you.
Raccoon.
Yeah.
I never seen that animal. Who bought that from? Where you bought it from again?
Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. In Seattle.
It was $6.50 a piece. Right now it's really high. 19, 18.
Something like that. Yeah.
And then you sold it? Mm.
Well, I got this for a long time now. I don't know how many years, maybe 10 years. But I never work on it though, because I like it so much. It's just perfect. You just wear it. It's soft, you know, and I like it. And I just wear it when I don't work, you know, like right now I walk around town, I can wear it. But I never wear it out in camp though.
Can I get a picture of this? The only real way is to have
it
on somebody.
I think it would be good to have Moses wear it in the back, Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
Okay.
Just leave it like that. I'll turn around other way.
Okay.
Take a picture of
my back.
Let's see.
Who taught you to make all of these kinds of things?
Iris, my grandma. My grandma used to sew all the time till really late, around 2 p.m. or 2:30, 3 p.m.
Every day?
Used those lantern lamp.
So how old were you when you learned?
I was not interesting much when I was growing up, you know. I play too much.
Your grandma spoiled you.
Yeah. But when I got married and I have to sew for him and my daughter, so I start sewing.
Oh, you got that's
my girl's boot.
She really liked it. Her Christmas present last year.
I just think of it when you guys are just taking pictures. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Just to look at them. Oh, and we'll give you lots of copies too.
That's good. I like to have those negatives.
What kind of camera is that?
This one? Nikon?
Can you have negative out of it too?
Yeah. Sure, we'll send pictures.
Yeah.
Back. Oh, yeah.
You can do that, huh?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's see.
And too bad your daughter's not here. We could take pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad he's not here.
He wants to take pictures of both of you together, too.
You guys ever see Deer's Contempt? Thought you might like to take a picture of it. And this is the moose hide.
Oh, yeah. You want to take a picture of this too?
Oh, I sure
and when you're, maybe
sure
you could be holding it too.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things to take pictures. More in camp though.
There's wolfskin and wolfskin and cash too, but I didn't look around.
Maybe we can take that in some place like Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure, we could, but right now we want to get as much as we can from this, you know.
This place is just fire all around one summer. That was about 4 years ago. And then sometimes when you want to cut wood, it's the closest one always be kind of ashes wood, you know, already burned. We cut that kind all the time sometimes. But it make your are close to 30 so fast, you know. And this year is, I try to get all clean ones.
Oh, these are fancy ones.
Yeah. That's mine again. That's my dancing boots right there. I just dance a little bit on it.
I see you've been inside.
Yeah, see how dirty I get on it, boy?
Our others get too dirty back in Korean town.
Yeah, no.
Keep our feet clean.
Yeah.
Especially when they burn, do you burn black oil?
Yeah, that's when it gets up that more. Yeah.
Marie was telling me that you had a hard job this October, November, December building the new
houses. Yeah, that's right. This is really hard to work. Not really hard to work, but you know, when you work on house like that, is you carpenters always have to measure all the time, you know. And at the same time, is all that lumber is just full with snow, even though you drop it on other one, you know. So what I did is try to clean the whole thing out before I using this lumber. And this fall, around last part of October, this Tanna chief came over and asked me if I could build those houses. And say, yeah, if it's warm. And we make one around after that, and after that we started build the other one. But we sure had hell of a time with that last one. Because too cold. And on December, days is about 5 hours a day, it's daylight, you know. And we can go anywhere with that thing. 5 hours a day, that's not enough for building houses. We haven't done much work on 5 hours. Yeah. So it took us longer on that last building. I was very glad to finish it, though.
And were they paying you by the hour?
Yeah, they paid me by the hour. They're not cheap, you know. Yeah.
But it takes more days.
Yeah, I like to work in this kind of month, like March or something. You could fill out 8 hours a day, and that's good. But I was tell her that I wouldn't take a chance on building house in short days anymore. I gotta wait for long days next time.
And Tanana chiefs paid to build the houses?
Yeah, they just give this building to the girls, like the ones that got no house or something like that, you know. So they bring the whole building in the airplane, build it up here. They do that to all the villages, I think. I'm not too sure, but I think they do it. Because, yeah.
Which corporation does your village belong to?
Tanatsip, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about that one. Yeah, somebody will tell you about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know much about Doyan?
No, I don't know much about them. Mm-hmm. You know, I never go to meeting and those officers back there that know more about it. Yeah.
Do you vote when they have the votes?
Once in a while, when I'm around, you know, when I stay home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, something like us is, we just have to do something all the time, two of us, you know. There's some kind of work that come up, you know, for ourselves, and we have to do. And we never get around very much, it's like.
What do you think about all that that's going on?
Well, that's all right, you know, comparing to long ago, you know. When I raised up, they don't even have welfare. Maybe they had some, but I don't know how come we didn't have welfare that time when we were always poor, even that. Maybe if they gave me that welfare that time, I would be education right now, you know, going to school and then. But after right now, is there pretty good luck, all that food stamp or something like that people get.
But maybe you learn more than going to school, huh?
Yeah, I would learn a lot, I think. But when I raised up, we had hell of a time to make a living. Mm-hmm. And I just learned how to work, that's all, that's what, that time, you know.
But to me, it looks like you know a lot. You know a lot you would have never learned in school.
Yeah, but, you know, right now, it's somebody have to really go to school to make their living now, do it. Look like. I don't, you know, that's what they said anyway, but better to.
How long has your daughter been in?
This is going to be first year, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First year. She was down Hoosley for 1 year. And 1 year in here. So she got one more year to go to a different... She won't go to a different place, I don't know.
Is that hard for you that she's not here?
Oh, yeah. We sure miss her. That's why we keep that dog in the house. You know, we miss her too much, and then we just try to keep even dog with something to us, just like our living.
How did you decide to have her go to Huslia and Tanana?
She want to, you know. She want to go to, she want to learn, I think. But I guess sometimes she miss us too.
But she didn't have the teacher here, or she didn't feel like she'd learn here? Is that why?
I guess so, yeah. She wanted to learn more out there, I think, like Tanna or something like that.
Does she have friends down there too?
Yeah, I guess so. She got a lot of friends all the time, you know.
When she first went there, did she have any friends?
Yeah, she always have lots of friends all the time. We tell her to be try to be nice as you could to other people, you know, just to make a living, you know.
Will she be with you this summer?
She might, a little while, because she might go to school in Anchorage too sometime for...
Summer.
Yeah, this summer. What did she say anyway? 3 weeks or something like that? She'll go to school in Anchorage for 3 weeks or something like that, this summer.
School.
Yeah, summer school.
What do you do with these gloves?
Well, that's my supposed to be my dressing gloves, but, you know, I work on it and she asks on it. She got ashes in it. This is my present, what, 5 years ago. And one time I ran out of really gloves, you know. So I don't know what to wear. And I wore a chowder that she always wash it though.
I threw it in washer, but maybe if Clorox it would.
Mm-hmm. This
I
is.
Put one hand over the other one.
This way?
Yeah.
Fox. That camera.
This is really gloves, dressing gloves, I think. And this is my present from Don Husland. I really like it.
Those people Don Husland?
Yeah, clothes. Make it. See how they make it. Just like outside made.
Uh-huh.
See, one little piece is go through here. Right there, I think. And go turn. This like those outside made gloves.
Is that all
handsome? Yeah, all handsome, yeah. It's really something.
My daughter's a naked bird.
I do.
She wear it and John was calling her cowboy. So she don't wear it.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Meat of.
I just put her innocence on it.
Caribou hide or something?
Deer meat.
A calf.
I know, but their skin must
deer,
be there.
Feels like deer.
Outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come from outside.
What mm-hmm. did her initials, the initials stand
for? I don't know how they put it, you know, just so it wouldn't get lost or something.
What is the C's for Kathleen? Kathy?
Yeah, that's her name. It's Catherine Marie, you know.
Marie.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Her real mom is Catherine Don Husley, you know. And
Catherine Atla?
Yeah, Catherine. You know her?
Yeah.
That's her real mom.
I met her.
Yeah, and then we adopt her, and her mom is Marie, so she get her two mom's name.
How old was she when?
Oh.
5 days old. 5 days old, yeah.
Oh.
5 days old. We was really surprised when her mom bring her up, you know. I won't pack her, but I never packed baby before, you know. try to put it right on top of her like this, but her head just move around, you know. So, yeah.
So did you go, where was she born?
Tanna.
Tanna. So did you go to Tanna to pick her up, or her mother brought her?
Her mother went to Hughes, because Catherine Atta was supposed to go through Hughes. That time they had mail run that way. So she went to Hughes before Catherine come over. And then she just get that baby just like this, and 5 days old.
Happy, huh?
Yeah, but she says she feels sorry for her sister, you know, Catherine Atta.
Oh, Catherine's your sister?
Yeah, cousin, you know, she... Mm-hmm.
I said I would look at that baby from...
Somebody.
...places again. Uh-huh. I feel sorry for her. I just pick off her baby like this.
Yeah.
It's really bothering me for why. I'd be happy for that baby, but I feel sorry for her. Her last
baby. Is that her last baby?
That was. How many babies did she have? Around 8 or 9.
Yeah, somewhere.
There's a picture up there with their whole family.
Right here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Just the one that's only a dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many? 1, 2, 4, 5.
7.
6, 7. Yeah, 7, huh?
They lost 2.
7 right there. 8 with Catherine in this.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine raised the youngest one.
Does Catherine visit sometimes then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we visit them and they visit us once in a while. We never seen them for a long time, so we just kind of talk about them once in a while, you know.
How many sisters and brothers do you have?
I got one in here living, Elsie Brookman.
Oh, here.
Mm-hmm. We had same dad, but different mom. And I had one sister living down in Galena, Marjorie Adler. Same dad, but different mom. I lost my brother in pipeline. Got killed.
In pipeline?
Uh-huh. Suppose tennis.
Oh, yeah. This is what we need for a backup.
Ah, this smells so good.
Who tanned it?
I did.
You want to drink your tea, or shall we talk while you drink?
Yeah.
Take a break, maybe.
I can give you a break. If you want to take a break. Oh, like the first time... you know, the different kinds of jobs you did, maybe for pay, who you worked for.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, first time is I worked for school back here, the building school. And after that is we worked for Hughes Trading Post, you know, like L.F. James, he used to have store on Hughes. And he used to have sawmill, buy logs from up here. So he had a big pile of logs one time, you know. And me, Johnson, and my dad, Edward, and there was a couple of guys from Hughes that we saw this lumber up, log up. It take us long time to finish the whole thing, but all that logs turned to lumber, you know.
What were you sawing it with?
Sawmill. He had sawmill. Yeah, he had sawmill
done.
That
was easier than what you were telling.
Yeah, that's easier. All you got to do is just stand in one place, you know, just watch what you're going to do. That's all. We just line up where we're supposed to stay. And sometime I get lumber and pile it where we're supposed to, you know. We take turn like this. And After that is, we worked for him about 2 years, I guess. And that last time is, we worked for him on the building of John Rader houses, you know, outside, frame house. We built that one. And one time is, he always have swampy where he lived, you know. So what we did was, this was hard, kind of hard work. I always call it hard work because I go through it and I get tired. And from right on top of the bank like this, we started dig about 10 feet deep, starting out, shovel. And what we do was, how did we do was, we had some kind of rope, I think. And we dropped that bucket down, you know, and one guy just pulled it up with rope and dump it out here, right close to that place, so we can put that dirt back in again after. So what he wanted us to do is, one time before that, about 2 years before that, when I built these houses, when we cut these logs, you know, it was high water and people helped me out with the logs. In springtime, in April, we cut it. And that spring after break up, and they helped me again, people helped me out again. They wrap it down. And end of this village right here is good place to leave wrap, you know. It's just eddy, and we just tie wrap any place. And this was just happened to us, I think. And one night, while we don't know that, one wrap was just untied, you know. By some reason, just float down the river. I lost 20 logs. And I know this James, Philip James, went by logs. This was house log even. So there were some people cut logs for him, I know. And I asked this person, they said, we're going to wrap logs down that way. And I tell them, can I go with you guys? And they say, yeah. We was done almost halfway down, you know, and then we find that raft was hanging on it. So we work, me and David, he's down here, right next house here. David. Yeah. Yeah, that's my cousin, you know, really. But our grandpa's brothers, you know. Our mom was two sisters, just like. And, so what we did is we just let our raft go, you know. White river when it's high water on this Kaigak River. So we just let this raft what we're going with, and we just go back and get that other one and take it out to that big raft. And all along one stretch, I think, we try to put it on top to each other, you know, make it one raft. We work hard, but we was young and we do it fast.
What year was that?
Oh, 1957, huh? Mm-hmm. 1957, and as soon as we get down there, and there was old James had a store, you know, he was a rich man, you know, got everything. I told him that I lost my wrap in Alakaket, and we find it halfway up. Could you buy that logs, house log? He told me, yeah, I'll buy it. So he buy it for me. And that's the one we started to make this drain with, you know, he show us how to do it. All from way on top of the bank, way down there, we go way back. We just put it together where it ends, you know, end to end. All along, and we pile lumber on top of it, rough lumber, you know, just slap up that, what we make, pieces, cover that thing. So that drain will be between this log, that's what he want. And that next year, I don't know if it work. This, it just raised up on that. Water didn't even go through in there, they say, you know. Just freeze up on the bottom someplace, you know. We just work hard for nothing, but we make that money out of it anyway.
How much did you get?
Oh, we didn't get much. What's that?
You sold him the 20 logs.
Oh, he gave me a little over $3, something like that. But that's better than losing that rag, yeah. You know. Because otherwise I wouldn't get nothing out of it, but he just feels sorry for me, I guess, you know, and he just buy it that much anyway.
$3?
Yeah.
Per log?
Yeah. Somewhere around there. That's this house link right there. That kind of log, you know. So, while we're short of 20 log, we have to go out and get that 20 log again after. This was hard work. You know, before, we just had easy time. We hauled out this log with sled, you know, up river, to river. We just logs, and then we have to cut another 20. It take us long time. Anyway, we built these houses. And now the time I work for them is... That last time I worked for them is I just clean up, that's all. I think I work under this 1 month or something like that. And way after, not too long after that is all of us work, used to work in Hog River for a while too, you know. Hog River mining camp. I didn't stay in there very long, but a lot of people stayed there a long time, you know.
What did you do there?
Well, they got us job like they had a water pipeline, you know. It is about 2 feet wide and starting and end. This was really something because they make a drain. It looked like uphill, you know, to us, you know, when we sit right alongside the Mount Hillside. That's where that water is coming. And right end of that pipe, they make some kind of water gate, you know, box just like. You just get so much water through that pipe, that's all. Because that pipe is, it would be from here to, I would say, about 3 miles long. And end of that thing is, they got some kind of pipe that you could operate it, you know. This pipe, end of this, this much an end, you know. And that much, the closest one, it's all kind of size, 6 inch on a point. They just changed it. Boy, that thing got a lot of pressure. And that ground is about 30 feet high, maybe. That's when they try to wash out. They take turn, 8 hours a day, I guess. And they try to wash that whole thing down the drain so the dredge will work after that, you know. That's what we were doing. Yeah. But these guys were really nice because they're... They've been in Alaska for a long time, and they tell us when you see ground start to move a little bit, and that means that whole cave will come down, and just park your nozzle, they tell us. Just leave it there and walk away from it or something like that. After it drop, we could come back again, they say. So we do that, yeah.
Why did you quit that job?
Well, we got... 2.5 hours, and that's too hard to work comparing to that, all that hard work we do. So what really I don't mind to work about is the 24-pound hammer. You have to swing those pilings. It's more higher than you some places. And you have to point it like this. Hard on stomach. We swing a couple times, but that's it. We just run out of breath, just like, you know. And it's good for young people, though, but... Like that. I'm sorry, I'm going to go to airplane for a while again.
Oh.
I'll go to airplane for a while. Yeah.
You guys want to go? Go.
Yeah.